Most doctors take the Hippocratic Oath, a promise of sorts to do no harm. But does that mean only when a doctor is seeing patients or all the time? And if it is a 24/7 promise, how do you wind up with doctors who may be terrorists? Earlier, I spoke with Dr. Howard Markell. He's director of the Center for the History of Medicine at the University of Michigan. I asked what he thinks surprised people most about the idea of doctors as terrorists.
The first thought is that, you know, a doctor would not become a terrorist. And I think it's very important to separate doctors from terrorists. I look at these people as terrorists first who happen to be physicians. What's most shocking, at least to me, was that I tend to stereotype a lot of terrorists as, you know, nihilists who believe in an afterlife, who think that this particular world that we're living in is hopeless and are willing to kill themselves and others for that goal. And you don't think of people who have invested a ton of time and effort into becoming not just a physician, but some of these, one was an ophthalmologist, one was a colorectal surgeon. These are years and years of training where you would expect them to be co-opted, if you will, into having too much at stake to blow themselves and others up.
Dr. Markell, when we think of the Hippocratic Oath, the phrase that often comes to mind is, first, do no harm. But in fact, you point out that's not exactly what Hippocrates had in mind, was it?
Well, he does talk about first, do no harm. It's not in the Hippocratic Oath. It's in a book called Epidemics. But most medical ethics say that, above all, you don't hurt the patient.
So is it a doctor's responsibility only to do no harm when they're in that room with a patient, or does that responsibility carry on beyond the walls of the hospital or the clinic?
Well, I like to look at it as a way of life. I might have colleagues who disagree, but I think one of the things about being a physician is that you have a social contract with the society in which you practice. So my interpretation of the oath is that I am not to do harm under any circumstances. And, you know, these are actually pretty good precepts whether you're a doctor or not. That to do no harm is probably a pretty good rule that you're not going to get in trouble by doing that.
This is a good point. But do you think our doctors kind of almost held to a higher standard in that regard than people in other professions?
I think we are held to a higher accountability, and I think that's probably a good thing. We have tremendous amount of power. We are open to information and knowledge that many other people are not, even in the internet era. We have an obligation to the society in which we live in and practice in to be, good citizens. And I think doing no harm is a real good place to start.
Dr. Markell, if you don't mind my asking a personal question, can you think back to an instance where you were off the clock, you weren't acting in any capacity as a doctor, and you struggled with that oath to do no harm to others?
Sure, every day. Not harm in the sense of, you know, blowing somebody up. But when you think about it, how many of us have been tempted to say something about a colleague or a friend or a so-called enemy that might not reflect well on that person and certainly doesn't reflect well on you? How often has someone been tempted by a financial opportunity? These temptations come in all of our lives, whether you have an MD after your name or not. What I like to think about when confronted with these ethical challenges is to think about the Hippocratic Oath, think about the Golden Rule. You know, how would I like people to treat me? And think about the bigger picture of what my responsibility is to the institution I work at, the people I work with, and the profession I represent. And when I do that, I almost always come up with the right answer. In fact, I'll correct that. I always come up with the right answer. Medical ethics isn't all that tough. You pretty much know what's right and wrong by the time you finish the first grade.
Dr. Howard Markell is the director for the Center for the History of Medicine at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much.
Good to help.